This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls about what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you all the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Actually, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content of the site. You get to vote on what you like or dislike, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. And, of course, those things that you're voting on were submitted by listeners just like you, so you can actually add items to the site on which others can then vote. So go and see what I'm talking about by going to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight with a special guest. We don't do guests too often on this program, but now and then there's some unique folks that we enjoy talking to, and Adam Kokesh is somebody we've had on the show a number of times.
He's co-hosted, as a matter of fact.
That's right, and he's a TV star. Well, actually, he's moved over into the world of YouTube, formerly on RT, and is producing regularly, I think on a daily basis, content for his YouTube channel, Adam Versus the Man. And not only that, but he's also somebody who's a pretty active dude. He last year was arrested in Washington, D.C. at the Jefferson Dance Party that we reported on here, that a few of our friends from New Hampshire went down to attend, where the cops, if you may recall this, jeffersondanceparty.info, you can go and see some of the footage from this, where the cops literally body slammed him at one point, or one cop body slams him into the ground because he was dancing quietly with headphones in at the Jefferson Memorial. Other activists were arrested in that that situation. So Adam Kokesh is no stranger when it comes to getting active and putting himself on the line. And Adam, always good to have you on the show. Good evening.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity and for introducing me as the not good for television enough anymore star. I really appreciate that.
So many.
I just to clarify, yes, I really appreciate that because I am in Adam Versus the Man 3.0 now. It was a radio show, then a television show, and now it's just me working a YouTube channel as a one-man band production. But I can say thanks to so many people that I'm so grateful for supporting me with their donations online that I make YouTube videos for a living, and I think that's a great thing, and it's part of the new media model, as you guys are well familiar with. The Internet is radically changing how information is spread and how we as producers of media are able to connect to our audiences.
So you are actually making your living off of doing your show on YouTube. That's fantastic.
Yes, and I do it ad free, and it's because people volunteer to support, to donate, because they believe in the message, and that's, I think, such a better way of going about things rather than being beholden to any particular advertiser or overseer of some kind. Now, I'm looking to expand my model here very shortly and get into a daily podcast or radio show production. I'm really looking forward to that and being able to hire a production assistant and expanding my operation that way. But we'll see where that goes. We might change the business model around some, but from when I was running for Congress to when I was doing the radio show to television to dancing at the memorial to now, it's all really been possible because people have believed in the message and been willing to do things to support it, whether it was tuning in to RT and sending them emails when they needed to, or, donating to my congressional campaign. I wouldn't be here if people didn't believe in me as a messenger of liberty. And I'm just really grateful that I've been bestowed, I think, that greatest of honors by so many people in the freedom movement that are passionate about my message and about, your message and about Ron Paul's message.
Well, it's important because we give those folks the opportunity to, put their money behind something that they otherwise feel like they couldn't do. Maybe they don't feel like they can get out and do the activism and, take on the police, confront them or do civil disobedience or produce their own television or radio programs. And so they can send us a few bucks per month or whatever, and we can do that for them, and they can sit back and feel good because they know they're doing something for liberty without necessarily putting as much on the line. And that's okay. I don't mind being in that role. And
no,
it's cool.
That's absolutely respectable for someone who's taking care of a family to say I'm going to choose the stable route. And if you're responsible for a family, you absolutely should. But you're going to work a job and you're going to, put a portion, if you can't put a portion of your time and, risk your business on the cause, being able to support people that are is certainly It's a key role in the movement. It is absolutely essential. If it weren't for people like that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and I know you guys ultimately know you wouldn't be doing what you're doing either.
I know. The more full-time activists we can have in the Liberty Movement, the better. But, you know, I'd love to talk more about new media and all that, but that's not the reason we're having you on tonight.
Yes.
Well, the reason we're having you on is because Monday there's an event that you've put together with Nathan Cox, another activist in the D.C. area, another really great activist. He went out and bought his own billboard recently to advertise copblock.org, if I'm not mistaken. And you guys have put together what is called Ron Paul is the Choice of the Troops. The plan is to walk or march from the Washington Monument in D.C. to the White House in support of Ron Paul, because anybody that's been paying attention to the Ron Paul campaign knows that Ron Paul gets more campaign contributions from the troops than any other Republican candidate, or than all of them combined. Like, he is the clear choice.
It's like not even close. And if it was a horse race here and one candidate was a little bit ahead, you could kind of dismiss it. You could say it was a fluke. But when you look at combined donations to all presidential candidates, from all people listing any branch of the military as their employer when they donate, as they're legally required to, about a quarter go to Obama, maybe a little less. About a quarter, maybe a little less, go to all other Republican candidates, and the rest goes to Ron Paul. And he always has some, depending on the quarter and who's tabulating when, it's always somewhere between 50 and 70%. If you take out Obama and you just compare Ron Paul to the people he's actually running against right now, you take out the one guy he has a huge advantage, who has a huge advantage against him as the incumbent, and all of a sudden he's getting over three quarters. He's getting in, it's an incredibly overwhelming statistic that the media has swept under the rug because they don't get it. It's easier. And you know what? I don't believe that there's some nefarious conspiracy in the mainstream media. There doesn't have to be. But just the laziness of reporters, just putting it out there that they can't understand why Ron Paul is the choice of the truth.
They seem to be the
compute to these people that are so steeped in the status paradigm that people who have their lives on the front line would be looking for something different. And it's really simple. It's really simple. We want a commander-in-chief who's going to be decisive. And you know, when you ask Ron Paul about foreign policy, he knows the answers before the questions are asked. We want someone who's going to put America's security first, who's not Israel's, not Iraq's, not Afghanistan's. We want someone who is only going to send us into harm's way when we have a clear mission, a moral imperative, and a constitutional declaration of war. And it doesn't hurt that Ron Paul is also the only veteran in the race at this point, but he is the only candidate that even comes close to measuring up to that standard.
Well, it seems like the media they believe their pundits, and the pundits say, oh no, Ron Paul can't win because, well, you know, whatever, I don't know what the reason.
Foreign policy thing.
What's that?
The foreign policy thing.
Yes.
But you know, it's this is what's so important about the message of this event, and we're really keeping it simple to Ron Paul is the choice of the troops, and we haven't invited any speakers. The speakers that are going to be speaking at the rally are all based on who won the YouTube video contest, the veterans that have had the most invested in promoting this march and being involved and getting the word out and getting it to the point where we have so many ready to go for this already. They're the ones that are going to be speaking. But just behind that, we're not a so distinct subculture of the population that we're not also fundamentally creatures of pragmatism, as all human beings are, as all Americans are. And I think there's something distinct going on here, though, because we are more inclined, we as veterans and active duty troops, are more inclined to find the message of Ron Paul because we have an extra incentive. When you're the average American and you just have faith that the government is going to kind of keep things stable and kind of take care of you and kind of protect things, you don't have that much of an incentive until you become a victim of statism.
Right, and when you've been in the military, you've worked for them, you know what it's like on the inside. Adam, can you stick with us for another segment? Because I want to talk about what's bubbling up here, where the military has issued a threat to the people that are going to be participating in this particular event. They are well aware this is going to happen on Monday. We'll talk about that in moments. More coming up with Adam Kokesh from AdamVsTheMan.com. It's Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of the program here, 855-450-FREE. Unless you have a question for Adam Kokesh, in which case you'll be put to the front of the queue. He is on the line with us here. Former military, now against the war. and coming, he's spoken out as, I believe, a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War, if I'm not mistaken. He is now organizing a protest, a march, coming up for Monday called Ron Paul is the Choice of the Troops. They're going to be marching on the White House from the Washington Monument to the White House. We're going to continue with Adam here in just a moment, but first...
I don't know about you, but it's really difficult for me to carve time out of my day to sit down with a book anymore. You know, I used to be a very avid reader, and I just don't feel like I have the time anymore. However, there's a solution. Audiobooks. And Audible.com is the world's leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got every category of book over there, whether it's business, classics, fiction, or erotica, history, science fiction, and everything you could want. I was just looking around over there, and it, you know, a book that seems to correlate with what we're talking about is It Happened on the Way to War, A Marine's Path to Peace by Ry Barcott. And you can check out that and 150,000 other titles and get a free one. Get a free audio book download from Audible. Podcast.com/FTL. You have to use that URL, audiblepodcast.com/FTL, in order to get your free download. But it's a great deal. Audible, it's a gift from Audible to you. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, we're back with more of Adam Kokesh from AdamVersusTheMan.com. He's got his own YouTube channel and is producing liberty-oriented television programming there on a regular basis. Adam, are you doing it 7 days a week?
I try to put something out every day of the week, and I normally make that. Some days I do a lot more, some days I miss. But, I make that commitment of regularity to my audience. So, like I said, part of expanding the production model is going to be probably revamping that as well. But, yeah, it'll be a regular daily production-ish.
So we're talking about your event for Monday, which is going to be happening in D.C., and apparently the military has already gotten wind of this.
But first, if I may, I want to just go back and finish this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
This is an important understanding of what's going on in the veterans and active duty community in regards to Ron Paul and why this phenomenon of him being the choice of the troops, of the campaign donations overwhelmingly going to Ron Paul from active duty. There's an extra incentive. When you are one of the ones with your butt on the line, when your life is on the line, when you're the one who's going to have bullets flying over your head, to go and make sure that it's for a just cause, to go and learn, to go and know and figure these things out. And compared to the rest of the population, we're not such a distinct subculture that it's not the pragmatism that still comes first. And when you hear politicians debating whether there should be 130,000 troops in Afghanistan or 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. you have to wonder if a single senator's vote is going to be the one that decides whether you're going to be in that 30,000 and whether you're going to be the last one there to die before we pull out and decide that the mission's done because some other vote went a different way. And when there's that lack of a clear moral imperative, and you go, well, wait a second, something's a little wrong here, and you get to hear the message of Ron Paul because he's getting it out there so brilliantly in the debates and in his presidential campaign, that you're even more inclined to go the rest of the way down that philosophical rabbit hole to the philosophy of liberty. And when you go, well, wait a second, maybe my life shouldn't be risked for the vote of a politician. You go, well, when should it be risked? And veterans and active duty guys especially are asking this question every day now. And with the Internet, with the amount of information that's available to them, with the younger generation filling the ranks, the Internet generation filling the ranks, there's an expectation that there are no unknowns anymore, that the entire wealth of human information and knowledge is just a click away right there with the truth button. And when they ask questions and they don't find good answers, it's very disturbing. And you can't find out the real reasons the troops are dying overseas every day is not to keep America safe. It's not based on any of the principles that Ron Paul would apply in our foreign policy, but based on politics, based on corruption, based on the military-industrial welfare complex, based on the whims of people who care nothing about the troops whatsoever. We see this reflected in the veteran suicides now, not just veteran suicide, active duty troops coming home, most of whom are veterans of combat, committing suicide in record numbers. And they don't do anything about this, not even changing the formula, changing the premise, but even in the symptomatic treatment that is possible in addressing the issue of military suicides, it's just not an issue that's being taken seriously.
No, just keep sending them off to the horrors of war for no reason whatsoever besides to enrich the military-industrial complex. So let's talk about this event on Monday, because it's coming up. It looks like there's going to be a big attendance. I mean, if judging by Facebook, and if it's on Facebook, it must be real. There are 2,000 people that have said they're going to attend on Facebook. Now, is this exclusively for members of the military and former military members?
No, we are asking for anyone who is a Ron Paul supporter who wants to be there, but the formation itself is going to be for veterans and active duty troops only, and we are going to be checking IDs. We are asking everybody who wants to march in the formation to have some proof of service available. We're going to be flexible with that. Photographs will probably be acceptable in most cases, but old IDs are fine. DD-214s are excellent, that kind of thing. And what we're going to be doing, just so people are clear as to the impact, it's not just marching to the White House. We are going to be gathering in this formation, verifying everybody's service, and in step going to the White House up 15th Street, across Constitution Avenue, down Pennsylvania Avenue. And when we get there, we're going to stop and we're going to face off towards the White House and do our dress right dress and get all covered in a line properly in formation and then do an about face. And in a symbolic repudiation of Obama's foreign policy, of the foreign policy of empire, of policing the world, of the special interests of the military-industrial complex, in repudiation of that foreign policy, we will be turning our backs on the White House.
So,
and what we're going to do then is hold a flag-folding ceremony, and we're going to hold the salute for as many seconds as active-duty military have committed suicide since Obama took office.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to have a moment of silence for every troop, every soldier that has died in combat since Obama took office, and it's going to be a long ceremony because of that. And I almost wish that we could do it for every suicide of every veteran since Obama took office, but we don't have all day. It would be...
Well, I mean, let's point out that these guys have been killing themselves before Obama took office. I mean, there's been a rash of suicides long before that. That's important to point out. It wasn't just Obama that was, you know, at fault here.
Fair enough. And that's why we're keeping the focus on just since he became president. And for the ones that have died under his watch as commander-in-chief, there is a distinct responsibility. And, yes, it's true, and it's a continuing tragedy, and this should all give us pause to look at the greater ills of the policy that he's continuing, that there are Vietnam veterans that lose the battle with PTSD every day in this country, that lose the battle with addiction as a result, or with alcoholism, with destructive behaviors because of what they've experienced in war, because witnessing and being a part of the systematic human destruction of human bodies by machinery is not a natural human experience.
Adam Kokesh is with us here, and he's going to stay on the phone here. If you've got a question for him, 855-453 is the toll-free number. Coming up, the military has sent out a threat to all active and retired duty, all active duty and retired military members that may be considering participating in this march on Monday. We'll explain what that is here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. You'll be able to bring up anything you want as soon as we're done talking with Adam Kokesh. We're still in the middle of the conversation about the upcoming march on the White House. Going to be marching from the Washington Monument to the White House, perhaps a couple of thousand. It's hard to say. I mean, if you look at Facebook, sometimes people say they're going to go to things, and they don't go. So maybe it'll be a few hundred, maybe it'll be a couple thousand, maybe it'll be more than what's showing on Facebook, and several thousand will show up. You never know what to expect until it actually happens. But I do know that Adam Kokesh and Nathan Cox and some other liberty-oriented people who are also former military and maybe some current active military will be coming out to march from again, that one point to the White House on Monday at high noon is when it starts at the Washington Monument. And they have been threatened by the U.S. military. We'll tell you what that's all about here in a moment.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And, you know, every business has to have its unique selling proposition. ManVentureOutpost.com's is value. They've got some of the best rates on ammunition and knives and all kinds of shooting gear and outdoor gear, whatever you need. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. If you do any of these sorts of outdoor activities, do yourself a favor. Go check out the prices at manventureoutpost.com. See if they've got what you need. Manventureoutpost.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, Adam Kokesh here with us from AdamVersusTheMan.com. You guys are going out Monday at high noon from the Washington Monument. Going to be marching to the White House. You'll be doing. You'll be turning your backs basically on them, amongst other things that you've got planned. And it sounds like a really exciting event. And of course, you're no stranger to doing activism and putting yourself out there and putting yourself at risk. And it looks like there is already some risk here. The U.S. military has gotten wind of your plans and they sent out a threat. I could read it here, but can you just summarize what exactly you've heard, what you saw?
Sure. Well, you mentioned that there may be some active duty troops at this event. We know that there are going to be a large number. We actually have two in the ceremony itself. I'm sorry, three participating in the ceremony itself. And Jesse Thorson, who stood up at Ron Paul's after party in Iowa in uniform after getting cut off by the CNN live feed, as I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with that interesting episode, right after he said Israel can take care of itself. He's going to be speaking at the rally. He was one of the winners of the video contest, and we're very glad to have him, former Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski as well, join us for that. So there's going to be a significant number of active duty troops at this. The question is, what are they allowed to do? And I think for far too long, the voice of the troops has been suppressed in politics, and it's just disgusting that it's acceptable for them to salute Barack Obama after he gives a speech, or to even serve as backdrops for Ben Bernanke when he wants to give a speech at Fort Hood about whatever economic shenanigans he's up to next. And if they want to share their own voice, if they want to be a part of the conversation, they're shut out. And that's really what the regulations are designed to do. They're designed to suppress dissent. They're designed to keep the voice of the troops from really being heard unless they're supporting the establishment, unless they're calling for more military spending in one way or another. And it's okay for someone who is an active reservist, sometimes even people on active duty, it's happened, to run for office. But if you're supporting a candidate who's challenging the status quo, then they're going to come down against you, and they're going to twist these regulations around and say that they apply in a new way, and your voice won't be heard. And what's really exciting is that this is backfiring on them. The email went out from a Navy attorney to a listserv of Navy officers, we believe, here in the D.C. area, advising them that they needed to warn all of their units, advise all of their troops not to show up at this event, that it would be a violation of the regulation, that's a lawful order, yada, yada, yada. And that
now hold on a second before you go on here. I've got this notice in front of me here. It's posted over on your website, AdamVersusTheMan.com. And so they're not only saying active duty are prohibited from marching in this parade, and it doesn't matter what they're wearing, they're prohibited from marching in this parade. But they're also saying retired members of the armed forces cannot wear a uniform. I mean, this is crazy.
Right.
They're saying you can't even put clothes on that you want to put on because it might give some sort of indication that the military is somehow officially behind this, when in reality we know what they're really worried about is that people are going to see people in uniform that are supporting Ron Paul or supporting Liberty, and that that's going to mean something to people, and they don't want that. They just want a bunch of ragtag people in the streets wearing whatever regular clothes that they're going to wear. If somebody shows up in a uniform, they consider that a serious threat to the legitimacy and the system and the status quo.
Well, it should be, and that's why Jesse Thorson was cracked down on after his incident at the Iowa post party with Ron Paul. Not only was he reprimanded, as might have been technically appropriate for being in uniform, but he was ordered to take down a video from YouTube that he made in civilian attire on his own time that made it perfectly clear he was speaking on his own behalf and not on behalf of the military. And I think it should be a crime. You know what? And you'll never hear, you don't hear a lot of libertarians say, hey, there ought to be a law. But I'll tell you, to be honest, in the current paradigm, I understand. There should be a law saying, because it's fraud, for misrepresenting yourself as representing of the military as an institution, or representing the government, or representing anybody when you don't. But that's being used as a red herring here.
But
that's
wait a second, Adam. I've got to jump in on this one. I've been to many, many state house things here in New Hampshire where the police will show up in uniform and they'll advocate for a law of, in one way or another. Usually it's for more government in that particular area. So
Wait. Cops lobbying for more government? Are you
right. So, really? I mean, they wear their government uniform to come in and use the power of the state to lobby for more government, and, for whatever reason, that's okay. Now, it seems to me that a military member, should be able to, I mean, should be afforded the same kind of privilege that the law enforcement officer has. I mean, they're just, it's just clothing sanctioned by the government.
Right. I mean, if you guys are fighting for freedom, then shouldn't the freedom to wear whatever damn clothes you want to be one of those freedoms?
I'm in the military. I'm going to catch these bullets. Those fat old guys in Washington aren't.
Or even if you're not in the military, like, what would happen, Adam, if you showed up not in the official military uniform, but in a uniform of, like, the Russian military, or, like, some, like, costumized
I don't think you're going to get any military men to wear a Russian uniform.
But no, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, a costume uniform, one that looks like perhaps it could be the military uniform, but isn't, like, the official one. What would happen then?
Well, what's really scary is that they're coming after the retirees here.
Right.
That, you know, the retirees are being threatened with having their pensions taken away, or their disabilities, things that they, by the rules, earned through their active service, being taken away for exercising their rights now that they're out of the service. I mean, that's really, really absurd, because now it makes the whole thing look ridiculous. Because you know they couldn't do that. I mean, you could probably make the case technically and say, oh, technically they're allowed to do it, and you could make a much more compelling case to say technically they're not allowed to do it because the rules are set up so that you can argue it either way. Would they really get away with that? Would they really try to do that?
I don't know, yeah, I'm having a hard time imagining them arresting a World War II veteran who's, you know, wearing his old uniform out there supporting Ron Paul. But then again, this is the new America, and it really
nothing new about
surprise
this.
Me.
Have you ever heard about the bonus war? I mean, the fact is that Patton led troops against World War I troops right there on the mall in Washington, D.C.
You mean when they were asking for their benefits?
They wanted benefits from their government, and they went in there and
shot them.
People died.
They shot them.
Set their tents on fire.
If I may, if we have a minute before the next break, I'd like to get a quick plug in here, because we have an amazing after party as well, and I'd really be remiss if I didn't let your listeners know about this, because there's still a few tickets left online, and we'd really appreciate selling out before the event.
Where can people go to get more info?
March2WhiteHouse.com, March2WhiteHouse.com. That'll direct you either to the event page on Facebook that has all the details about the rally and the march, or you can go from there to where you can buy a ticket. We've got the cream of the crop of the musical talent of the freedom movement here, Jordan Page.
Jordan
Amy
Page,
Allen,
great, great guy. Hang on, Adam. We're going to bring it back here for one more segment. I want to take some calls. Would you be willing to take some calls? Adam?
I'm happy to take some calls.
All right, great. Let's do that here in a moment with Adam Kokesh from AdamVsTheMan.com. The march to the White House happening Monday at high noon. March2WhiteHouse.com, the number 2. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Thank you. What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Inviting you there because you can actually get interactive in a variety of different ways, and it's all free. If you'd like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, different links for different countries. Click into the right one for you, and it's the same Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that when you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, a portion of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. So it's a great way to get the stuff that you're looking for and help Free Talk Live at the same time and get a great deal. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking with Adam Kokesh from AdamVersusTheMan.com. He hosts his own television program on YouTube. He's doing a great job with it and also is an activist, somebody who's willing to get out there, put himself on the front lines for freedom. In fact, he's former military, and that's why he's involved in this protest, this march that's coming up on Monday. Ron Paul is the choice of the troops. That's the name of the event on Facebook. You can also go to march2whitehouse.com. That's march, the number 2whitehouse.com, and that'll take you right to some more information about this. It's starting at high noon. It's going to be involving members of the military who are currently in the military and former members of the military. We're going to take some calls. Adam is still on the line with us here, but first, Mark?
Check out gold.freetalklive.com. Before you do any purchasing of precious metals, you ought to do some comparison shopping. Do yourself the favor of going to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some common gold and silver coins and pieces there that you can take a look at and comparison shop with. Many times these the big companies that sell gold and silver, they count on you not having done your homework. It's gold.freetalklive.com. And when you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, you're doing business through Midas Resources, who we work with, and you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Adam, you still with us?
Absolutely.
All right, let's take some calls. We've got Mark on the line listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Mark, you're on with Adam Kokesh.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Mark? Go ahead.
I kind of caught your I caught the show, but I heard quite a few of what Adam has to say. Adam's his name, right?
That's right. He's right here with you.
Yeah, I just have to say that I have to disagree with everything that, well, with most of what has been said.
Pick one thing that you'd like to focus on.
The fact that he's got active duty participating in this march, the fact that he's recruiting active duty in this march. And the reason why I bring that up is because we actually, in my unit, we just got spoken to by our gunnery sergeant and our sergeant, you know, that any kind of slander towards presidents, congressmen, whoever it may be, anybody within the government that we have to salute to, any of our superiors, that it's forbidden, it can't be done, it's against policy. And that goes from the bottom ranks to the top ranks.
Mark, hold that thought. I want to make sure we get Adam in here with his opinion on that. Go ahead, Adam.
Sure. Well, we're not asking active duty troops to do anything that we believe is in violation of their regulations or their oath or the actual supreme law of the United States of America, the Constitution, to which we all swore an oath to support and defend. And we are actually specifically not encouraging active duty troops to come in uniform, but we will not turn them away should they show up in uniform. We are providing them the opportunity to be a part of this event where we send the message, the simple message that Ron Paul is the choice of the troops. And that's what we're doing with this. People can put whatever meaning they want into it for themselves, but for active duty members to participate, they know that when you join the military, you give yourself to the machine one way or another, and that if your sergeant doesn't like you going to this event and you're a private, it doesn't matter what the Constitution says, you might be picking up a heck of a lot of cigarette butts for the rest of your time in the military. And that's just the way it is, and a lot of guys understand that. And they know that they're on the right side when it comes to the regulation for at least participating in civilian attire and for not saying anything in particular about the president. I believe that is within their rights. I believe that is certainly within their moral rights. I understand the reason. Like I said, I would not want it to be. I would not want there to be people representing themselves as representing the military, because that's fraud and that's not.
Adam,
what we're
doesn't
talking
it say?
About.
Doesn't it say in this threat here from the military that active duty just are prohibited from being here at all, being at this march, whether or not they're in regular clothes?
Right, and the email is made just all the more uncredible, non-credible, and ridiculous in the fact that they go ahead and threaten reservists and inactive reservists and even retirees. If you have retired from the military, you are forbidden from exercising your full right to free speech.
Now, Adam, I want to make sure we give Mark a chance to respond. Mark, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Let me go get it. Get a quick history of your service in the military.
I was a bit of a misfit myself, to be honest. But that's not really relevant to the point you're making. If you'd rather turn the controversial march on my record into an ad hominem attack. But I was in Fallujah in 2004 with the Marine Corps Civil Affairs team. I was a reservist, and I volunteered for that duty out of my reserve artillery unit while I was going to college to be able to go do that and serve in combat. And when I tried to go back again, I was in trouble for having brought a pistol back from Iraq. And, it was a souvenir. It wasn't even a trophy. I had actually purchased it. And I got busted down the day after getting awarded a medal for my time in Iraq, which was pretty absurd. But I think actually having left
I'm not
a little bit disgruntled was important
I'm not trying to discredit your service in any kind of way. I thank you for your service and everything. But the fact that you were in the Marine Corps, and you know the saying, once a Marine, always a Marine, applies to any Marine, knowing that there's active duty at this protest, because you are a Marine, and the duties that we uphold, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you know they're in the wrong, and you need to check that Marine, who's that Marine, sailor, you know, soldier, Coast Guard, whoever it may be. You need to tell them to go away.
Mark, are you saying, I just want to clarify what you're saying, Mark. You're saying it's in the wrong for an active duty of the military or an active duty member of the military to even show up at this protest, whether or not they're in a uniform. You're saying that's wrong?
Yes. The fact that they're still active duty, that they still got active time on their contract, and the fact that they are part of that protest, if they're showing up but they're not part of it in any kind of way, that's fine. But the fact that you've got active duty members coming to there and trying to be part of it, you need to turn them away.
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Because I'm still here to honor my oath, and I think that's why a lot of these guys are doing this. And you might want us to turn people away from this event, but with all of the media piling up on them, with the establishment piling up on them, with now the military officer corps, I believe, itself threatening their right to freedom of speech, I will not be a part of silencing the voices of the active duty military, even those that disagree with me. And if there are those listening, if you're there listening and you want to be on the sideline of this event carrying a Romney sign, please do. If you're active duty and you want to be a part of this and you want to show up out of uniform, not in uniform, but you want to be a part of this, you want to counter, you want to protest this event, please do. Come on out, be heard. And it's important that those who have that kind of stake are part of the discussion. And because they are silenced, because they are brushed away, we have problems like the suicide rates that we have today. Because they are not involved in the conversation, we can conveniently sweep them under the rug when they get home right. And forget about it. If
you're active duty, you're not allowed to have an opinion. Sally's on the line here, listening to KBKW out in Aberdeen, Washington. Sally, you're on with Adam Kokesh.
Thank you, Adam. I am a Gold Star mother. I was also raised by a POW of World War II. My dad was a POW for over 2 years, captured by Field Marshal Rommel. And I wish I could be there with you. I lost my son. He was a combat controller. He held two berets, a green and a red. And he's was a SEER instructor under the green beret. And I wish I could be there. I lost him under Obama. He was going to get out once Obama got elected. He didn't finish his 10th year, but he was, once Obama was elected, he was going to get out because this war, there are, I want to say something to that Mark guy that just, I had to listen
Tell you
to.
What, Sally, hold your thoughts. We're going to bring you back here. We're going to bring you back. The news is next. More after that. And Adam, do you want to stick with us? Take some more calls?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Adam Kokesh here from AdamVersusTheMan.com. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2's next.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.